Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our longtime callers and listeners back to our show tonight. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about this new pendulum chart that I just received, and it has different criteria of different situations. It has health, it has love, it has just different kinds of stuff on it. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, could you explain, you know, what a pendulum does and how it could, you know, even give you more information than the tarot?
Well, Roy, it's really interesting. I lost some pictures on my internet or on my computer, and I deleted them, and I asked the pendulum. I simply asked the pendulum, you know, what location is it? What file is it in? And the pendulum spotted out to go into the information and gave me some good insight on where to find it, and I found the picture. And so
wow.
It does things like that. You know, it starts to manifest things. You know, you can work with health. You can work with location. You can work with internet. You can work with cars. You can work with health. It talks about your pH level, how, you know, how much, where's your pH level? Is it too high? Is it too low? It can give you different kinds, all kinds of different kinds of information, tell you when to plant, tell you when to fish, tell you what your body's lacking. Pretty much, it almost goes into almost anything, right?
Wow. That's amazing. And the main thing is, you know, is it pretty accurate?
It is pretty accurate. And I think to find other, like, for an example, if you're trying to find missing glasses or missing objects and you haven't used that for a while, that'll take some time to really connect with the finder. So it's, you know, it's kind of like where I asked about the glasses. Is it north, east, southwest? Well, it said it's more north, and it said and then it'll talk about the coordinates of the room, of the house. And it will basically, you want to put it in the center of the house, or if you're in a small apartment, you want to put it in the center. So that way, you know, you can do the chart, whether it's left or right. It'll tell you where is it left, is it right, is it backwards, is it forward. You know, it'll go into all that information.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you, you know, recommend for people who, you know, might be going through relationship problems?
Well, there is a chart, and it's called the compatibility chart. And what it does is it will tell the, first of all, we'll do is we'll go to the master's chart, and then we'll find out, you know, if that would be the right chart for them. If it is, however, the right chart for them, then it will go to that chart. And a lot of times in relationship, compatibility is also very important. And I would just go to that chart. A lot of readers would just rather go to the master chart and find out what would be the best analogy for that situation. But to me, compatibility would be more sufficient in that situation, because there's all kinds of different things in the compatibility chart that it can actually tell you what's going on. And it will also give you percentages on how much connection that you do have. And it goes all the way up to 100%. So there is different things that you can do with the compatibility chart.
That's amazing. does it even tell about, you know, teeth, you know, if you're having problems with, you know, with teeth?
Yes, it will. It even goes into dental. It'll
dental.
Also go to medication, which is good, compatible for your body. It'll even go into what is going on in the situation with the issue. It'll go into personal motivation, like if you're having a hard time getting motivated. It'll also go into what am I telling myself every day, you know, kind of chart. So it'll kind of go into information, how to change my life. I'm just reading them off here a little bit. Also go into lights and color therapy. We'll go with that. And if you're having automobile problems with your car, it'll also go into that. If you have a huge decision based on business decisions, it'll also go into analysis and scan the decisions, what would be best for you. And I will read off the top two, of course. It'll also give you that. If you want to do a spirit contact, again, like I say, it does have an area where you can make contact with spirits. It'll give you the first initials. It will give you the second initials. It will give you the strength, the percentages, what dimension they're in. It'll give you all that information.
Well, what about, will it even make contact with the angels?
Yes, it can. You can make contact with angels with this spirit chart. Again, like I say, like for an example, I'll just give an example. So the first question would be, my guardian angels are blank. So then you look up what are my guardian angels? And it will give the name, it'll give how old they are. It can even give you the times and dates where they're at and what dimension they're in. Like for an example, if you pick out a name and then you look at the top of the chart, which shows like 37, 38, or year 38.5, or it'll even give you years and the dates and the times.
Wow.
So
that's, I mean, that goes really deep.
Yes, it does.
And what about different essential oils and stuff?
It does bring up that. It also brings up your chakra measurement chart, which, you know, it'll tell you what chakras you need to work on, if you're balanced, if you're not balanced. It even talks about family issues, if you're going through any kind of trauma with family, healing remedies, which is really good, relationship compatibility chart, we were just talking about that, that's a good one, pretty much it goes in almost anything, system of the body chart, see what's going on with your body.
What about finances or even, you know, finding a job?
It does go into career. It could tell you what the best choice would be in your career. And again, like I say, it goes into light therapy, light and color therapy, which is really good for a lot of people. So we go into business decisions. So it'll bring up different decisions, like, but the first question would be, the present challenge is in the matter of blank. To what degree? And then you put in the percentage. The secondary impact of this decision affects you blank. You know, so there are different kinds of things that it can go into as far as business planning and stuff like that. Or if you're trying to find a job, then what career would be the best for them?
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We have any callers right now?
Yeah, we do. We have one. Let's go to the first caller. And this one don't have a number, but we're just going to go ahead and click on it. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Greg, and I'm calling from West Virginia. Hello?
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from again?
Hi, my name is Greg, and I'm calling from West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Are you on a speaker phone right now?
I'm on Skype phone right now.
Oh, okay, because we're getting some background noise.
Okay.
But we'll go ahead. How can we help you tonight?
Currently, right now, I'm working on my doctoral study, which is a dissertation. And it's under review right now. I've been working really hard to complete it for the last 3 or 4 years. And I just want to know, do you see it going to the next phase, which is my defense?
Is this a yes or no question?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll look at the yes and no chart. Now, with these charts, there's all kinds of different charts in this pendulum chart. This is the master's chart, so there's over 50 charts. And in this situation, this would be more of a yes and no question. So I'm going to go ahead and go to that chart. Okay, and this chart says yes and no percentage probability pendulum language chart. So your question is can you repeat your question again?
Do you see me going towards the defense of my doctoral study?
Okay. Let me just really quickly. Right now, it's saying it's a 50-50 chance. So it is saying maybe.
Okay.
Is there still some schooling that you need to complete?
No, this is it. I was thinking about going to law school when I'm done.
You know, because I'm, my guides are telling me that there's still some schooling. Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm giving it another round here. Let me see what other percentage we can get from this. What percentage you're at right now. Okay, you're about 35% there, but you're not ready yet.
Ready for what?
You're not ready to move up into the next phase.
I'm getting that there's still something missing.
There's still something missing.
Is there something that you still need to complete?
No, I'm done. It's being edited right now, and I just want to know, did you guys see it going towards the defense? And that kind of threw me off a bit, but thank you very much for the reading.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Nathan, is there another caller?
Yeah, let's go to the 858 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, you've been on our show before.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight, Anne?
I would like, what do you see for me and for the person of interest for our relationship?
Okay.
Or there will be no relationship, nothing else, maybe just... No.
Okay, so let me look at the relationship compatibility chart.
can you look on your cards, because I really like how tarot gives guidance and insight.
Well, this one goes more deeper than the cards. Are you currently in a relationship?
No, but I don't understand the intentions of this person, and I don't know if there will be a relationship between us, or he is not planning this.
Okay, let me look here. Well, it's saying something about trust, safety issues. Trust and safety issues. Is he having trust issues?
Not really. I just want to know where all this is going. It's not, well, trust. Trust is just too far away from this situation. I'm trying to get to know this person better.
Yeah, there's still a lot of trust issues and a lot of safety issues too.
Safety.
Are you having a long distance relationship where you can't see each other all the time?
No, it's not long distance, but the person is very slow with making his decisions to see me. So that's why I'm not sure if it.
Oh, okay.
If it really.
And when's
happened.
The last time you talked to this person?
A couple of days ago, but still we mostly talk.
Okay, so.
And we don't date at this time, so that's why I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of trust issues and a lot of safety issues. And that has to do with, like Roy said, distance.
Oh, distance?
Uh-huh.
But he is very close. He is not far away. He's in the same town.
Well, I don't mean, like, distance as far as where you live. I'm just saying distance in the energy connection that you and him share. And a lot of that, the trust issues is getting too close to each other. That's the issues. And so what they do is they go into like a safety mode issue where, because there's a lot of trust issues that haven't been placed on the table yet.
So in other words, he doesn't have intentions to see me, to date me. That's what he's trying
to do. That's not his intention. His intent, he's right now he's afraid. There's a lot of fear involved, but his intention is he wants to see you because, you know, your percentage is really high with this person. It's about 70%. So this is a good relationship. It's just that there's a lot of insecurity and a lot of trust issues, which, you know, he goes into like a security mode, you know. Defensive.
Mm.
And it's saying something about emotional toxicity, something toxic and emotional is clouding him from moving forward with you.
Is he just getting out of a relationship? Was he in a long-term relationship?
He was, but I don't know if he just getting out or he got out a while ago. That's what I don't know.
Well,
yeah, he was in the relationship. Is he still in that relationship with someone?
No, he's not. Say no. Okay.
Mm.
It says there's a lot of rage and a lot of issues going on with him right now.
Rage?
Rage issues, yeah. Keeps going to rage issues.
He's upset.
Okay, so will he make any moves? Will he make any moves to be closer to me, to see me more often, or it will be like this for a while.
Let me look here. Let me see what other issues he has to get past before he does that. Let's see. Yeah, it just keeps going to trust and safety issues. Something that he's afraid of, something he's not trusting, something, some kind of blockage in his chakras.
Mm.
He's not trusting in his heart chakra. Let me see here. I'm just trying to look and see what would be good for you to, what would help him in that situation. Let me look at the chakra measurement here and see what's blocking him.
What device do you use?
Okay, it has something to do with his base first chakra. The base.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the base is, Roy?
No.
No, that, you know, that would be his foundation, you know, building.
That's the first chakra.
In other words, he's lost his... you know, his foundation of, you know, finding, you know, a relationship again.
Because I went to base, and then it went to closed.
Yeah.
So base closed. So there's something closed in, like you said, in his foundation.
Yeah.
He's not balanced.
He's closed off, yeah.
Yeah.
Now definitely, if he feels so much rage against someone, he's probably closed and imbalanced. So do you see what will be the outcome, if he will make any moves to be in a relationship with me or he will not? In other words, am I wasting my time with this man?
Let me see. You want me to look at the timing chart, right?
Maybe just outcome. I'm not sure how you look there. Are you looking? I'm not sure if you're looking tarot or some other tools.
I'm using my pendulum chart.
Hmm.
And it's bringing up all these different things about him. Let me see what's going on. I'm going to look at what's going on chart in his life right now.
Okay.
That would give us more specifics. And it keeps going to greed and selfishness. A lot of greed and selfishness in that chakra.
Mm-hmm.
He's very greedy, very selfish person.
How did you and him first meet, or, you know, or have you met?
Well, yeah, we met several times, and I don't know if he's greedy or not. I didn't notice that.
I mean, how has he been acting when you met him before? Was he showing, you know, signs of, you know, or did he just wanted to be your friend?
No, he shows signs that he wants more than just be friends and be more romantic and be close. And then, I don't know, he's not very consistent. And then he just talks and nothing else.
I think the greed is he's not willing to let go of the trust issue, and he's not willing to let go of his insecurities, and he's really, like, holding on to some kind of grudge of some sort. He's
against me?
Oh.
Grudge against me? No? Okay.
I don't know if it was because of you, but let me look. never hurts to look, right?
No, we didn't have disagreements or anything.
Okay, let me look. Say no, it's not because of you.
Okay, will he ask me out this month, or he will still be grieving?
They're saying yes.
This month,
yeah.
Hopefully. Maybe
in
next
time.
Weekend.
In timing. That's why I want to look at the time chart here. When he can't get past all these core issues. Just give me 1 minute. Okay, time factor chart. Okay. It'll either tell us weeks, months, years, days. What is it? Give you the hours, give you the weeks. Saying in 2 days, things are going to start manifesting for you. Let's see what percentage you're at. Ooh. You're at 50% your energy right now. That's pretty high for a manifestation. Let's see what weeks. How many weeks? And it's saying 4 weeks from now. Okay, so in 2 days and 4 weeks from now, you guys will be together.
2 days and four weeks. What do you mean together?
Oh, in 4 weeks and 2 days, you'll be together.
Like you will move in with me, or what do you mean together?
Meaning you will be lovers on that day.
Oh, lovers. Oh, great. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Oh, in 4 weeks, in 2 days.
4 weeks?
In
2 days, so that's a little bit more than 4 weeks, right?
So 2 days could be tomorrow and the next day, and then another 4 weeks. And then you got to wait another 4 weeks before you're totally together. So in 2 days from now, you're going to be able to manifest it to be stronger. You're already at 50%, so your energy is really high right now. So in 2 days from now, you're going to be able to pull in that energy. And then you got those weeks that are coming up.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, you're really strong. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Very nice. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Good talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 714 area. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, and how could I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me how my outcome would be in, actually, April 2nd, I'm having a disposition, and it's going to be like a life-altering time in my life. I've been really kind of depressed the last 6 months because I've been out of work because of this problem, and I'm trying to be positive that everything's going to work out, and I'm trying to do my legwork with my lawyer. But according to, like, dispositions, I've never heard of or been to one. So they say it's kind of scary. So I was wondering what you think the outcome would be. Will I be able to be